Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. Inaugurates Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Prime Minister Modi to lay foundation and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 1,22,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan today. India successfully tests intermediate range Agni Prime missile from rail-based mobile launcher system. Israeli military continues ground offensive in Gaza City. Over 80 people killed during the operation in last 24 hours. And BCCI files complaint to ICC against Pakistani cricketers Haris Rauf, Sahibzada Farhan over inappropriate actions during Asia Cup. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. Inaugurating Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida this morning, Mr. Modi said disruptions do not distract the country. Instead, the country finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances. He said, amidst these disruptions, today India is strengthening the foundation for the coming decades, and in this lies the country's resolve, the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
दुनिया में हो रही डिसरप्शन और अनसर्टेनिटी के बावजूद भारत की ग्रोथ आकर्षक है. डिसरप्शन हमें भटकाते नहीं, लेकिन हम उस परिस्थिति में से नई डायरेक्शन खोजते हैं, नई डायरेक्शन का मौका ढूंढते हैं. इसलिए इन डिसरप्शन के बीच आज भारत आने वाले दशकों की नींव मजबूत कर रहा है, और इसमें भी हमारा संकल्प है, हमारा मंत्र है आत्मनिर्भर भारत.
The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on Make in India and aims to make chips to ships in the country. Mr. Modi said India has created open platforms like UPI, Aadhaar, DigiLocker, ONDC, which are taking everyone along and giving opportunities to everyone.
आज विश्व में हमारे फिनटेक सेक्टर की बहुत चर्चा है. इस फिनटेक सेक्टर की सबसे खास बात है कि इसने समावेशी विकास को, इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट को बहुत ताकत दी है. भारत ने ऐसे ओपन प्लेटफॉर्म बनाए जो सबको साथ लेकर चलते हैं. यूपीआई, आधार, ये हर किसी को मौका दे रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi said it means platforms for all and progress for all. He added that today, through the government e-marketplace, GeM portal, around 25 lakh sellers and service providers are providing supplies to the government. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, welcomed the Prime Minister and said this is Prime Minister's first visit to UP after the implementation of the historic next generation GST reforms. He said the poor, farmers, women, youth, middle class, traders, small and medium enterprises, and all communities and castes have received this Diwali gift. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to transform India's power sector, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Anu Shakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project worth around 42,000 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that he will inaugurate solar projects at Phalodi, Jaisalmer, Jalor and Sikar, among others.
The Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project will be the second nuclear power project in the state, providing a significant boost to electricity generation in Rajasthan. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several green energy projects, which will subsequently enhance the nation's clean energy capacity. Various water resource projects will ensure a reliable water supply for thousands of villages and several towns, while also providing adequate water for irrigation to farmers. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Banswara.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today marked the 11th anniversary of the Make in India initiative, celebrating its transformative impact on India's economic landscape and entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a social media post, he said that the Make in India initiative was launched with a vision to add momentum to India's growth and tap into our nation's entrepreneurial potential. Mr. Modi added that Make in India has contributed to furthering economic strength and laying the foundation for self-reliance and has encouraged innovation and job creation across sectors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today felicitated sanitation workers as part of the Swachhta Hi Seva campaign at Army Headquarters in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Singh said that the way Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has reached every person in the country in the form of a revolution is amazing. He added that the nation is celebrating Swachhta Divas today as part of that revolution.
The way Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has reached the people of the country in the form of a public movement, that is amazing in itself. The connection of cleanliness is not only with the body and environment, but I believe that cleanliness is a vision of life. When a person keeps his house clean, he gives the message that he is independent and responsible.
Union Health and Family Welfare Minister and BJP President JP Nadda joined the Swachhta Hi Seva 2025 campaign in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that, inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision, every act of cleanliness is a tribute to our shared duty towards a Swachh Bharat. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened defence production, making India self-reliant and a rising force in the global defence market.
Self-reliance in defence production has been one of the most important priorities of the Narendra Modi government. The prowess of Made in India was at display during Operation Sindoor. PM Modi has underlined the importance of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
जो हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में देखा मेड इन इंडिया की कमाल क्या थी दुश्मन को पता तक न चला कौन से शस्त्रास्त्र है ये कौन सा सामर्थ्य है पलक भर में उनको नष्ट कर रहा है सोचिए अगर हम आत्मनिर्भर न होते क्या ऑपरेशन सिंदूर इतनी त्वरित गति से हम कर पाते पता नहीं कौन सप्लाई देगा नहीं देगा ताजो सामान मिलेगा नहीं मिलेगा इसी की चिंता बनी रहती लेकिन हमें मेड इन इंडिया की शक्ति हमारे हाथ में थी सेना के हाथ में थी इसलिए बिना चिंता बिना रुकावट बिना हिचकिचाहट हमारी सेना अपना पराक्रम करती रही
In Prime Minister Modi's tenure, annual defence production soared to an all-time high of over 1,50,000 crore rupees in 2024-25, more than triple the figure in 2014-2015. Both public and private segments of the industry have demonstrated consistent year-on-year growth attributed to far-reaching policy reforms, enhanced ease of doing business, and a strategic focus on indigenization over the past decade. Make in India is an essential component in India's national security, which also played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism in Pakistan and POK during Operation Sindoor. India's growing self-reliance in defense production, driven by strategic policies and indigenous innovation, has boosted national security and global competitiveness. Rising exports and initiatives like Make in India reflect the country's commitment to becoming a key player in the international defense market.
The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. Now, people can avail the benefit of GST reforms, which have already come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18, and 28%. Into a two-tier structure of 5 and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens. Our report. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions in handicraft sector to cut down the expenses of traders, artisans and consumers. The government has slashed tax rates from 12% to 5% on statues made of wood, stone and metals. Talking to media, trade expert Dilip Bait said that the reduced GST rates on handicrafts would help in growth of Indian market.
From handicraft sector, this might become a lifeline because, as we all know, tariffs have disrupted the entire handicraft sector and has for exports. India is best alternate for this, and now with these reduced GST rates on handicraft.
In this festive season, the rationalization in the handicraft sector will benefit artisans and craftsmen, boosting their livelihoods and preserving traditional occupations. The reforms will strengthen nation's cultural economy. With Soumya Sharan, Drishti for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. India has carried out the successful launch of the intermediate range Agni Prime missile from a rail-based mobile launcher system. This next-generation missile is designed to cover a range of up to 2,000 kilometers and is equipped with various advanced features. The first-of-its-kind launch carried out from specially designed rail-based mobile launcher, which can move on the rail network without any preconditions, allowing the user to have cross-country mobility and launch within a short reaction time with reduced visibility. In Leh, the situation is under control and no untoward incident has been reported since morning. Businesses and educational institutions are closed owing to imposition of restrictions. Traffic is off the roads and restrictions on the movement of vehicles are in place at various locations. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, chaired a high-level security review meeting to assess the emerging situation across Ladakh, emphasizing the need for heightened vigilance, seamless inter-agency coordination, and proactive measures to safeguard peace, security, and public order across the UT. In Jharkhand, 10 Maoists, including young female Naxalites, surrendered themselves today to State DGP Anurag Gupta in Chaibasa in West Singhbhum district. DGP welcomed all the surrendered Naxalites to the mainstream in Chaibasa police line. Speaking on the occasion, the DGP said that this is one of the biggest achievements of the state police to bring back Naxals into the mainstream under the surrender policy of the state government.
This is the specific operations which is being launched for last 2-3 months against the JJMP cadres. We had an encounter in which 3 JJMP leaders were killed. After that, 9 JJMP cadres surrendered before the Latigar police along with their weapons. So this is a continuous operation. We engage with the JJMP, which resulted in complete wiping out of this entire JJMP organizations.
Israel continues the ground offensive in Gaza as more than 80 Palestinians were killed by an Israeli strike across the Gaza Strip yesterday. The strike hit a building and tents sheltering displaced families in Gaza City's central Daraj neighborhood. The Israeli military said it struck 2 Hamas fighters and refuted the claims of casualties. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks and troops continued their advance into the city, which Israel says is the last stronghold of Hamas. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has officially filed a complaint against Pakistani cricketers Sahibzada Farhan and Haris Rauf for the inappropriate actions during the Asia Cup Super 4 encounter on September 21. Indian team has demanded strict action against both the players for their misconduct. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says, despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. Inaugurates Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Prime Minister Modi to lay foundation and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 22 lakh crore rupees in Rajasthan today. India successfully tests intermediate range Agni Prime missile from rail-based mobile launcher system. Israeli military continues ground offensive in Gaza City. Over 80 people killed during operation in last 24 hours. And BCCI files complaint to ICC against Pakistani cricketers Haris Rauf, Sahibzada Farhan over inappropriate actions during Asia Cup. And with that, we end the midday news.